Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, we've done 3/4 of the book and we have reached page number 32. Basically, in the previous lesson, we learnt about man and ma. Man being asking question if it's related to animate, and ma if it's to inanimate. And we also went over the different items of clothing and etc. We did give some homework. So exercise number 20 was homework, and exercise number 22 was homework. So did everybody do the homework?
No. Done some of 20.
Yeah, those who were present last week. Okay. Well, you got one more week to do it then. Let you guys do it as homework. So let's carry on with page 32. Now this is basically family and friends, meaning the words that are used again for family and friends. So if you see on the left hand side, the left box is a vocabulary. Again, as this vocabulary is related to the sentences that are being used in the adjacent box. So it says, Ismi Hassan. My name is Hassan. Okay, Ismi. Me, again, the ya is there. Remember, we did a personal pronoun attached. So that's what it's for. So my name is Hassan. Li Ukhtun. I have a sister. Ismuha Nadia. Her name is Nadia. Abi, my father, Rajulun Tawilun. Rajulun means man, Tawil means long. My father is a tall man. Ismuhu, his name is Yusuf. Wahuwa Tabibun. Remember, we use Huwa is a personal, is a pronoun which is detached. We did before. You got attached pronouns and you got detached pronouns. So he is a doctor, Tabib. He is a doctor, fil mustashfa. Again, mustashfa is a new word, so they got it in the vocabulary box, which means hospital. Okay, so he is a doctor in the hospital. Wa ummi, my mother, hiya muallimatun. She is a teacher, fi madrasati. Madrasati means my school. So she is a teacher in my school. Hiya imra'atun qasiratun wa jamilatun. She is a small, short woman and beautiful. What is she? Qasira means?
Small.
Short, small. Imra'a means?
Woman.
So imra'atun qasira means?
Short
woman. So she is a short woman, and wow means?
And.
So she is a short woman and Jamila. What does Jamila means?
Beautiful.
Or pretty, whatever. Ismuha Zainab. Her name is Zainab. Li Sadiqun. I have a friend. Ismuhu Muhammad. His name is?
Muhammad.
So that's how it was. It's very easy. If you just follow it, it's very easy. Now, exercise number 20, we're going to do it here. Translate the following passage into Arabic on the lines provided below, using the examples above to help you. So my name is Yasmin. Okay, so you have to write that. So what did if you look at that, what did he say? Ismi Hassan. My name is
Hassan.
So again, so you know how to say my name. You say you're going to say what? Ismi, right? Is Yasmin. Okay, so you're going to say Ismi
Yasmin.
There you are. I've got it. I have a brother. Okay, what did Hassan say? Li ukhtun. I have. So when you want to say express I have, what are you going to say?
Li.
There you go. Okay, so for ukhtun is sister. What's for brother?
Akhun.
Right. Okay, and his name. What did we write here? Ismuhu. His, isn't it? If we say my name, it's me. Isn't it? And because it's a masculine, Ismuhu, you're not going to say Ismuha. Ha is for? Feminine. Who is? Masculine. Okay? So I've given you a bit of help. Go on, carry on. 5 minutes, max.
Take pass on this one. Let me just go to endings.
He's on it, yeah?
I did that one, yeah.
That's good, good, good. So you can chill now, aren't you?
Not quite. I'll practice.
Yasmin, Ya Alif, Sin, Mim, Ya Nun. It's a common Muslim name. I'm sure you'll probably have nieces and somewhere or aunties, and somebody's got a Yasmin name. I think we did it before.
Ya Ali.
Yeah, okay. Page number 28. Right on top. Page number 28.
No, yeah.
Right on top. You see it?
Yeah.
Yasmin.
Oh, Yasmin.
So Yas. And the Kasra, it belongs to the meme, not to the scene. And the scene's got a sukun. Yas.
Oh,
yeah. Mean. That's why they didn't put it in the vocabulary, because it came before.
Why have you got two, one is for a meme and one is for...
Yas, mean, yeah.
You've got two
meme is a mistake.
What's that?
Yas,
it should just be one kasra there, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise it would be Yas, Simeen.
Yeah, that shouldn't be there. That shouldn't
be
there. That's mean.
Yeah.
That's why I got confused,
you see. Yeah, I knew it was a reason. When you get to sentence number 3, says, my mother, she is a nurse. Okay? So if you look at here, and sentence number 4 in the column we did, wa ummi hiya mu'allimatun. So again, wa ummi means my mother. So here, she use hiya. That's right. So if you want to profess the word, the meaning, you can say she, or you can just wipe that out, wa ummi, and you can say my mother is a nurse. Right, but in Arabic you still write here. Yes.
Why is the wow there? Why is it not just ummi?
You want to express.
Okay.
If you want to express, that's what you do.
You don't have to say like it says, "My father is tall and thin." You don't have to use the word rajulun, do you? You could just say, "My father."
Yeah, my father Abi.
The V and the rest.
You can say it. Yeah.
Can you say
Rajulun
as well, if you want?
No, there's no man there mentioned.
Okay.
He didn't say tall man, did he?
No.
So, Li Ahun Is... What was the ending again? So it's not Ismuha, it's...
Which one? Which one is this?
I'm on the second sentence. So Li, so Ismi Yasmin, Li Ahun.
Ismi Yasmin.
Yeah.
Li Ahun. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Ismu Muhi.
Why Ismuhi for?
Ismuhu.
Who?
It's a male.
It's a male. You're referring to.
So he is this one here.
What?
So I'm trying to think on that group.
Remember, listen. Listen, I told you, you got detached and you got attached.
Yeah.
If it's detached, it's huwa. If it's attached, it's who. So this is going to be attached to the noun, isn't it? To ism.
Yeah.
So ismu hu. If it was detached, so then it'd be huwa. Ismu hu. Like here, you go here. In the second sentence of the ismuhu Yusuf. Like that.
Yeah.
Ismuhu. That's how you write it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But his name is Jalal. They've written how to write Jalal in the vocab. That's right, Jalal. Ismuhu Jalal. What's the word for thin?
Nahifun.
That's correct. So you remember, mashallah, that's very good. It's not in here. It's at the back somewhere. Yeah. I thought we were missing the spark last week. Come on, come on, come on. 2 minutes left.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go on.
So, you know in your examples?
What examples?
You know in the examples which you give them. So, وَهُوَ طَبِيبٌ
فِي الْمُسْتَشْفَى
Mustashfi.
Fa. Yeah.
Well, how come? So fi. So that's in, yeah. So then the kasra should come after for the word afterwards, isn't it?
Yes.
So
but because the last letter's got a long fatha.
Yeah.
Yes, so the kasra won't be shown.
Oh.
But it'll be it'll be in a state.
So it would be. So if the kasra was there, would it be on the ya?
It would have been on the ya. Yes. It's what we call halat al-jar in Arabic, which, you know, basically accusative state.
It's like, when is that?
It's like when you read it.
Sorry, yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah. Genitive case. Basically,
basically, you stop there, so that's why you don't pronounce
it. No, when the last letter has a long fatha, right? You won't expressively state the kasra, but it will be understood that it's in that state.
That's probably why I've got this wrong as well. As a teacher.
Look, brother, just do it. Correction, we'll do it together.
No, I was just asking about.
Because otherwise, we're just going to be stuck in one thing. Just do it, just have a go. If the friend is a woman, it means sadiqatun.
Yeah.
If it's a boy, it's sadiqun. Okay, remember that. Don't exactly copy that one in the example. Because that boy here the example is a boy.
Obviously, I need to, because it's not just madrasatun, because it's my school, isn't it? So it'll be.
Exactly what we did in the example. What's in the example? Wa ummi hiya mu'allimatun fi madrasati. My. So what is that? You got that ya at the end.
Yeah.
Possessive. It'll be second nature, don't worry.
So, and he is would be Wahua.
Huh? Where?
As in, like, his name is Khalid.
His name is Khalid, here.
Yeah.
Ismuhu?
Yeah, I've got that. Ismuhu Khalid. Wahua.
Wahua, yes, yes.
Yeah. And then Mu'allama.
Mu'all?
Hold on.
Mu'allimun.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
If you say mu'allamatun, it means that the girl that's been taught.
Oh, right.
and mu'allimatun is the lady who is teaching. So it's difference. So you change that, you just change one fatha al qasra or something, you change something else completely. It's very important you get the fatha qasra the more correct.
Mu'allamun.
Is it mu'allamatun? That means she's the one that's been taught, not the teaching. She's not teaching. She's
the
taught. So
it's all about the things. There's a saying is to say, "Ikinabenek meherim sin
jinbanadiya."
Yeah. So the kha, if you put it on top, it's a meherim. But if you put it below the kha jin, it's
mujrim.
Yeah.
And you say she is? Is it here?
She is here.
Yeah.
Where she is?
She is a short and beautiful woman.
Here. Ha. So try to do translation word by word. Don't try to reformat it to make a, you know, better sentence. Just stick to the word, literal meaning, you know. So she's short. You're going to write here?
Yeah.
What does short mean? Qasiratun. And then? And beautiful woman.
Wa
imra'atun jamilatun. Because you got a woman.
My mother is a nurse in the hospital. Oh, a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still on the last sentence anyway. So wa huwa mu'allimun fi mad
if they said she is short and beautiful, then hiya qasiratun wa jamilatun. But mostly they expressively said woman, so you expressly
she
say the woman
would be
hiya qasiratun then
wa
imra'atun jamilatun.
What about if you put imra'atun before
qasiratun
as well? Does that work?
If you put imra'atun before qasiratun, imra'atun, then she is a short woman.
Yes, yeah, so you but can say like hiya imra'atun
qasiratun
wa jamil.
Then the meaning would be she is a short woman and beautiful.
Yeah.
But here is she is short and you're just rephrasing it. It means the same thing.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the exercise is to actually try to translate exactly what it means.
Father, so Ummi.
Sorry. Yeah. Mashallah, you guys are translating Arabic. You know, you've gone that far. Can you imagine?
Yeah, when we first started the book, we flipped through this and we thought it was really daunting looking at the page.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. Speak
for yourself, brother.
Okay, let's start then. Okay, if you want to do the first line, my name is Yasmin.
Ismi Yasmin.
I have a brother.
Li Akhun.
His name is Jalal.
Ismuhu Jalal.
Okay, next. My father is tall and thin.
Abi Tawilun wa Nakhifun.
His name is Khalid.
Ismuhu Khalid.
And he is a teacher in my school.
Wa huwa mu'allimun fi madrasati.
Very good. Mi'a fil mi'a. Next one.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay, next one.
Which one is the next one?
My mother, she is a nurse in the hospital.
Okay. Wa ummi hiya.
No, where do you get wa ummi? Where do you get the wa? And. Is it and there? It doesn't say and, it says my mother.
Okay. Ummi.
Ummi.
Hiya mumarazatun.
Mumarridatun.
Mumarazatun.
Mumarridatun.
Ridatun. Fi. Mustafa?
Fil Mustashfa.
Ah, Phil.
Yeah, the reason why is, look, if you look at the example, look at the word, it says in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
If you said in a hospital, then be Fi Mustashfa, without the Alif Lam. Remember, if you put Alif Lam to a noun, it makes from indefinite to definite. So because she's in the hospital, is referring to a special hospital that's in her mind. So in the, so you put alif lam, fil mustashfa.
So how does that sentence read? So ummi.
Ummi.
Mumarridatun.
Yeah, what we see. Ummi, it's possibly hiya mumarridatun.
Or hiya.
Because she put she in the bracket. Hiya mumarridatun fil mustashfa.
Fil mustashfa, okay.
Okay, carry on. She is short.
Hiya, actually, I should put
Amaratun
here. Hiya.
No, you're right. Hiya Qasiratun.
Oh, okay, so I've got it right. Hiya Qasiratun wa Jamilatun.
Wa Mar'atun Jamilatun. Wa Mar'atun.
Wa Mar'atun.
Jamilatun.
Okay, so Qasiratun
wa Mar'atun Jamilatun.
Why is it come first?
No, because beautiful woman. Mar'atun Jamila means beautiful woman. Beautiful is the adjective.
So what's the word woman then?
Woman is mar'atun.
Is it mar'atun?
Imra'atun. Sorry, imra'atun. Huh?
So why is it not wa imra'atun jamilatun?
Wa?
Why is it not wa imra'atun?
It's supposed to be wa imra'atun jamilatun, really. Because the alif, the conjunctive alif will drop.
Yeah, that's right.
So you wouldn't sort the short and beautiful woman, so you put short,
I'm saying, if you do translation word by word, yeah, that's what it would be. She is a short, okay? Wahiya hiya qasiratun and wa beautiful woman.
Wa jamilatun.
Wa mra'atun jamilatun.
Okay.
Okay, her name is Layla. Brother at the back. Her name is Layla.
Didn't get that far.
Okay. Layla. Okay. I have a friend. Who's going to say that one? Can you say that one? I have a friend. Brother thing. What's his name? Can you say that one? Last one. I have a friend.
It would be Li Sidiqatun.
Sidiqatun, yes.
Sidiqatun.
Her name is Fatima.
Is Muha Fatima.
Very good. Okay, let's go to the next one. My room. Okay, so we've got a little treatise or little essay. No, not an essay, but whatever. Okay, a little small little discussion. Not discussion, but a small treatise or whatever you want to say. Little sentences. Vocabulary on the left-hand side. These are the new vocabulary which are been mentioned in that, and some of them haven't come before. So the point of this exercise again is to translate the meaning. Okay, so we got here all the words. So fi ghurfati. So we all know what fi means, isn't it? So what does ghurfa means? If you look, room. So fi ghurfati means
in my room.
Maktabun. What does maktab means? Desk. Khashabi means wooden. Murabba means square. So fi ghurfati, in my room, there is a
square desk.
Wooden desk. Wa hasubun, we did hasub. What does hasub mean?
Computer.
Jadid means
new.
So in my room, there is a square wooden desk. Wa and hasubun jadidun. A new computer. Not the new computer. What is it?
A new computer.
Because there's no alif lam. Right? Wa mir'atun mustatilatun mu'allakatun ala al-jidar. Wa mir'ah. What does mir'atun means? Mirror. Mustatila means rectangular. Mu'allakatun means hanging. Ala al-jidar. Ala means on. Jidar means
wall.
So wa mir'atun, a rectangular mirror hanging on the wall. You got that? Then wa sarirun munkhafidun. Sarir means bed. Munkhafidun means low, and a low bed. New sentence. Ala sariri, on my bed. Remember, sariri means my bed. Ala means top. top, on my bed. Battaniyatun. Battaniya means blanket. Hamra. What does hamra mean?
Red.
So on my bed is a red
blanket.
Wa mifrash means bedspread. Akhdar. Anyone knows what akhdar means?
Green.
So a green
bedspread.
Wa wisada. Wisada means pillow. Na'ima means soft. Zarqa means blue. Okay? So a blue soft pillow. Yeah? Now a new sentence. You got full stop there. Ala maktabi. Maktab means?
Desk.
Ala maktabi. What does that mean? On my desk. Misbahun qurunfuliyun. Qurunfuli. What does that mean? Pink. We did it before. Qurunfuli. Misbah means?
It's a light.
A lamp. Lantern. A lamp. Whatever. So on my desk is a pink
light.
Pink lamp. Or lantern. Pink lamp. Misbah. Al-misbah fi zujaja. This misbah is coming in the Quran as well. Wa tahta sariri. What a taht means?
Underneath.
And sariri means? My bed. Not bed. My bed. So under my bed, dumyatun is a doll. Alright? Is that okay? So, what we discuss, you do the writing in your exercise, okay? Next page, we do that. You can do that after. I'll just exactly explain everything. Exercise number 25. Look carefully at the picture below. Use the line to write a description in Arabic of what you see in the picture. So, in your own words. So, what have we got? We've got a bed here. We've got a doll, a bear, which is a doll. So, we know what a doll means. Dumya. On the wall we got a clock. Sa'a. Okay. And we've got next to the bed, we've got a chair, kursi. On the desk we got a computer, hasub. We've got a book, kitab. We've got a phone. I think we did phone. Hatif. Okay. And we got a radio. Do we do radio? We do right at the beginning, okay. So all that, you put that into, just write a little. And on the thingy underneath the bed, what have you got?
Shoe.
Hida. Okay. And then you got underneath the chair, you got ball. Qura. Quratul qadam. So have a little go. And then you got a bag on the wall, a bag on the hanging on the what? The door. Door is
babun.
And bag is kaysun.
So do you have to okay, you don't have to do colour and stuff, you just say it.
Well, you can say some colour, everything seems to be look grey to me. So just for grey. Rimadi, Rimadi, Rimadi.
You can make up a colour.
You can make up a colour, Rimadi, or you can book new and old. Some are new, some are old. Whichever you want to use. Qadim and Jadid. Qadim means old, Jadid means new. So you just add anything, any adjective you want to add. And radio is midya'un.
Midya'un.
Mid with a dal. Dal, that one. Midya'un. It's on page number 3.
Page 3, yeah.
Page number 3. And hatif with a small ha.
When you say the phone, it would be al-hatif.
What's that?
If it's the phone,
it would be al-hatif. If you want to say a telephone, it's hatifun.
Yeah. So you say the phone is on the desk, it would be
al-hatif.
I missed last week, man. This is...
Do you not check the...
No, I didn't get time to do it. I should have done.
Yeah. Huh? Hida. Ha.
When you try and say, like, in English, you would say, right, on the desk is a book, and use commas. Can you use that in Arabic as well? Just commas. You don't have to use wal and all the time, do you?
No, use wal.
Oh, use wal, so you want me to use the and?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mithya'un, yeah.
Mithya'un.
So, Ya'alif. Ya'alif, yep. Bet. Bed.
Yeah, bet.
Sariri. Sarirun.
Sarirun.
Okay. Give me a sentence. You start with one sentence.
Sa'atu ala al jidar.
As-sa'atu ala al jidar. Very good. Can you give me a sentence?
Fawqal maktabun kitabun.
Remember, if you got a preposition.
Fawqal maktabi.
Yeah, fawqal maktabi.
Is a book. On the desk is a book.
Is a book. Yeah, you can say that. Yep, go on. فوق الكتاب كتاب. Okay. Yeah, go on. Next one. Next.
الهاتف جديد فوق مكتب مربع.
فوق المكتب المربع.
Oh. What was it? فوق.
فوق. What? فوق ال.
فوق ال.
مكتب المربع. Oh, فوق. If you could start with A, the فوق مكتب مربع. But if you want to say the,
yeah,
you put the alif lam. فوق المكتب المربع. Karen, next one.
ساعت جديد معلقة على الجدار.
معلقة.
ضع.
معلقة. No, wow. معلقة. The ساعة has got a tie on it. Next one, brother. Have your turn.
Say again.
Al-kitabu wa-madhiya'u Midya'u.
Wal midya'u. Wal khatif.
Wal hatifu.
Wal hatifu. Wal khasubu. Fawka maktabi.
Fawka al maktabi, yep. What's brother, your name? Forget name.
Hamza.
Hamza, yes, brother. You made a sentence?
Yeah.
One sentence?
Kuratun tahta kursi. Kursi.
Al Quratu tahtal kursi. Yes, good. Okay, mashallah. See, you made some sentences there, which is good. You got exercise number 26, which I'm sure you can do in your own time. Says, have a go at describing your own bedroom in Arabic. I'm sure you got plenty to. You got plenty to say about your bedrooms.
Not looking rude, okay?
I'm thinking.
Oh, great. Parts of the body. We learned at the beginning of this book that almost all nouns ending in time marbuta are feminine. However, some feminine nouns do not end in time marbuta. What is more, a few Arabic nouns can be either masculine or feminine. Okay, so we did discuss at the beginning, I'm not sure if it's in this book or book one, that some of the signs of femininity is that the body parts which come in dual. So if you can see, like in most of the in the feminine group, you can see that most of them are dual. They come in pair, unless they have taitanis or taimarbuta onto them. But some words that don't are not in pair, they sometimes use as a masculine and feminine. Like for example, if you look at the feminine block, you got ainun, which is comes in pair. Sha'ara, although it doesn't come in pair, it comes in millions, but it's got a ta'i marbuta to it. Udhrun comes in a pair. Zira'un comes in a pair. Okay. Shafa comes in a pair, top and bottom. Yadun comes in a pair. Sinun doesn't come in a pair, comes more than pairs, but it's one of those that can be is used as a feminine. Rijulun again comes in a pair. Lisanun, tongue, doesn't come in a pair, but it can be used as both. That's why it's in the feminine block and in the masculine block. So if you look in the masculine block, near the bottom you see lisanun, tongue. So it can be used as both. Qadamun, pair. Jabha, you only have one forehead, but it's got ta'i marbuta, so it can be used as feminine. Rukba, it's a pair, but it also got ta'i ta'anis. If you look at the masculine, lots of body parts which are not used as feminine, like ras, head, wajh, face, anf, nose, qaddun, cheek, it's here it's given as masculine, but it can also be used as feminine. Famun, mouth, one, lisan, like I've said, it can also be used as feminine. Dhaqan, chin, unuq, dhahr, jism, sadr, batan, zira', again it's been used both, as you can see it's in both. Katif, shoulder, you have two shoulders. Again, so that can be used as feminine as well. So you can use both. Mirfaq, mi'sam, elbow, wrist, you have two elbows. But because the word is on such a scale that comes on as a masculine scale, that's why it's masculine. Mi'sam is on that scale as well. We will learn about these scales afterwards. At the moment, we're not touching about scales. You've got different scales for different words. Ibham, it can be used for both. You got two thumbs, so you can use it for masculine and feminine. Isba is masculine. So you got exercise number 27. Translate the following phrases into Arabic. Make sure the adjectives agree with the nouns. You may choose whether to treat tongue and arm as masculine or feminine nouns. As we can see, that tongue is the boy in both blocks, and then you got the arm. They bought in both blocks, so you can use it for either. So you can't make a mistake, pretty much, because whatever you use it for, you'll be right. So a long face. What's long?
Tawilun.
So what's face? Wajhun. So there you go. So a long face. So are you going to put alif lam or not? No, because it's indefinite. So you're going to say wajhun tawilun. So there. Let's start 20 in 40 seconds. Number two, a big. What's big in Arabic? Kabirun. What's head? You got it there. Ra'sun. So, Ra'sun, Kabirun. Very good. Oval is baydawiyun. Just make it easy for you. Oval.
A big head.
Baydawiyun. And if you want it in the femininity, baydawiyatun. Okay?
That's
fire. Huh? Soft means layin. So layinatun. Soft. Or you can use na'ima. Na'ima also means soft. Layin means soft. Red, ahmar, hamra. No, that's a curve.
So you say it's crooked, isn't it?
Where does it say that crooked?
Page 14. Is it the same word?
Yeah, you can use that one. You can use that one, yeah. You can use that one, yeah. Yeah, good pointing.
What were you saying about earlier about Al or something?
If it's the, then it's Al. Put Alif Lam on it.
Oh, okay,
You can use layin or you can use na'ima.
Na'ima.
Yeah, remember it's a soft pillow. Na'ima.
So when it says soft hair, do you have to put sha'ratun na'ima or you always?
I mean hair. Is used as a strand and a plural, isn't it, in English, but for the purpose of this.
missed all the fun.
That's all right. Nice of you to join us.
He do the editing of the video, so he learn it then.
Where was the word
to page 36.
What time is it shining?
10:20.
Oh,
well, let's see how much we got. See if we can kill it on the last day. Well, there's a lot of pages. Not much. Okay, what we do, this is the last page. And then we'll do everything next week. It's not much to do next week, anyhow. Just a couple of pages.
Is there a harder exercise next, further on, because this isn't too bad.
Is there a harder exercise? Not really.
Sentences is harder.
Yeah. No, it's pretty much easy. So we can fly next week. Really want to do.
I mean, like, we can do the rest of this at home, to be honest. There's not much difficulty.
Yeah,
just copying.
If you can do it at home, it just saves us more time eating.
I'm trying to utilize
for next week.
We're trying to utilize you as much as possible.
Yeah.
If there's something difficult, then I'd rather.
There isn't much difficult.
This is straightforward apart from
the just matter of understanding the grammar, and that's it. Just fly through after that. How to apply dual in Arabic, that's it. And then it's just a bit of exercise. Then it's, okay, let's do this finish. Shall we say, have we done that, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with you. Do the first two. A long face.
Wajhun
Tawilun. Number two.
Big head. Ra'sun Kabirun.
Ra'sun Kabirun. Number three.
Baydawiyatun.
Yeah, soft hair.
Sha'ratun na'imun.
Na'imatun. Because the Qatayatani is supposed to match you, remember? The adjective thing has to match in 10 things. Number 5. Red lip.
Me.
Oh, gone.
Shafatun hamra'u.
Shafatun Hamra'u, yes. A crooked nose.
Anfun. Sorry, Anfun Munhanin.
Number 7, a fat cheek.
Haddun Saminu.
Saminun, yep. A white tooth.
White tooth is Sinun Bizarvi. Bizai.
Bayda'u.
Bayda'u.
Sinun bayda'u. A small, okay. Next one. Brother at the back. A small mouth. You didn't reach there? Which one have you done then?
The first ones.
Just the first two?
No, the first ones. Yes.
What's the first ones? Which one would...
First one.
Huh?
3 to 5.
3 to 5? So do 3 to 5 then.
Which one are you doing?
Yeah, Ainun. Ainun. Baydawiyatun, yes. Yeah. Number four, soft hair, yes. What's hair?
Hair.
Sha'aratun, yeah.
Sha'aratun, yeah.
And soft means? Na'imatun, yes.
No.
Say again, na'imatun.
Na'imatun.
Very good. If you say it, it'd be easy to start pronouncing. Next one.
Where were we?
We were number 10, narrow chin. Zakanun.
Zakanun dayyakun.
Dayyikun.
Dayyikun.
Say again. Say again. Zakanun.
Zakanun dayyikun.
Number 11.
Hunukun tawilun.
Okay. Number 12. Who's number 12? Your turn.
12, a long tongue. Lisanun tawilun.
Tawilun. Number 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A straight back. Zahrun mustaqimun.
Very good. Number 14. Sami. Yep.
Satrun mustaqimun.
No, broad.
Means
wide.
Wasiun.
Very good. And a fat stomach.
Sorry.
Your turn. Number 16, long arm. What's arm?
Zira'un.
Yep. Very good. And can you do the 17, short thumb?
Thumb is
Ibhamun.
Ibhamun.
Short. Qasirun. Okay, next one.
Isba'un.
Isba'un
tabilun.
No, thin.
Not thin. Nahifun.
Nahifun, very good.
Yeah, and
a short leg.
Leg, I'm just trying to find where the leg is. Yeah, rijlun. Qasiratun.
Qasiratun. And you can do the big foot as well.
Alright, okay. Big foot is kadamun.
Kabiratun. Very good. There you are. Pretty easy. Let me just explain to what a dual is. Like I said, in Arabic, you don't just have a singular and a plural. You also have a dual. So in Arabic, you have this unique thing where to explain dual, you have a separate word. Okay? And to make anything dual, any noun dual, you either put alif and noon to the end, or ya and noon to the end. Now alif and noon will come in certain situations, and ya and noon will come in certain situations. So you can't just pick and choose. Okay, I want today. I'll feel like I'll put ya and noon, and if I feel like I put alif and noon, no. A certain situation will dictate that you will put alif and noon. Okay. After, at the end of the noun, or and certain situation would dictate that you would put ya anun at the end of the noun. So, for example, kitabun. So you want to make it dual, so you put alif and noon after the ba. Okay. So remember, before alif, you will always put fatha. So kitabun, although it has two dhammas, but once you put alif and noon to it, the two dhammas will change into one fatha, and the noon will have kasra as usual. And when in those situations where it dictates that you put ya and noon, okay, then before the ya, the ba will have a fatha, and the noon will have a kasra. Okay, so this is what they're going to teach you here. So this things that which are in Arabic you call i'rab al-huruf and i'rab al-haraka, I will explain that to you next week inshallah, what that means. So then we'll explain. So this is basically what it is. So what they're telling you here is that if you got the example of mu'allimun, so if you was to add alif noon to it, how do you say? Mu'allimani. And if you put add ya noon to it, mu'allimani. So you can do it yourself. So if you write that at home, get it all done, then I'll explain to you why you would put alif and noon, mu'allimani. When will it be mu'allimani and when will it be mu'allimaini, I'll explain. But if you can do the exercise at home, it will just speed up everything. Okay? So it's very easy. So you can say, so masjidun, you put alif and noon, what will become? Masjidani. And if you put ya noon, masjidaini. So you just write that down. That's all they want you to do, write that down. And why that happens, I'll explain that to you next week. And then in the following thingy, they're going to again. Remember, we have demonstrative pronouns, dhalika and tilka. So again, these two are singular. So when it becomes dual, dhalika will become dhanika, and tilka will become tanika. And if it's closed pronouns like hadha, okay, if it's dual is hadhani, and if it's a feminine one, which is hadhi, it'd be hatani. So that's what they're explaining. Again, you have the same ya and noon and alif and noon. So in some situation, if you have alif and noon, then it'd be hadhani, and in some situations, you will have ya and noon, it'd be hadhaini. So again, they're giving examples there. So again, hadha sadiqun, okay, it'd be هذاني صديقاني. Just add the alif to it. Okay? And again, هذه صديقة. So what's هاتاني صديقتاني. So just you can do this yourself at home. Pretty much easy. Right? And then we'll do that in next lesson. You got the gist of it, isn't it? I'll explain that properly next week, inshallah. Is there any questions before we let you go? No questions? MashaAllah, very good students.